Welcome to Season 5 of the Raise Your Game Show, a podcast that deconstructs the principles of high performance in sports and business. I'm your host, Alan Stein Jr. In this season, I'm going to interview a brilliant, an innovative source of unparalleled knowledge, someone with experience, wisdom, and insight well beyond his years, someone that is truly an internationally renowned icon in both sports and business.
Allow myself to introduce myself.
Yes, you heard that correctly. I'm going to ask myself some thought-provoking and pivotal questions, and then answer them with the unmatched astuteness and profound awareness that only I can. To make sure my responses to my own questions are sincerely spontaneous, I did not share the questions with myself in advance. The knowledge I drop to my own questions will be raw and unrehearsed.
I know you. You know you. And I know you know that I know you.
I hope that me, interviewing myself, helps you raise your game. Speaking of raising games, every middle school, high school, and college student athlete on the planet needs a game plan to maximize their potential on and off the court. Check out the new online course parents, coaches, and athletes themselves are raving about at makeyourgameplan.com. That's makeyourgameplan.com.
Booyakasha, check this out, yo.
And now, on with the show.
Hey, Alan, before I dive into today's episode, I wanted to ask you if you offer any programs designed to help coaches raise their game this fall.
I'm glad you asked. And yes, I do. Assuming they've already read my book, Raise Your Game, I'm about to release an online course called Your Game Plan, Coaches Edition. I released a version for student athletes 2 months ago and got a tsunami of requests for a coach's version, so I went back in the lab and developed one. Your Game Plan Coaches Edition is an on-demand digital course that reinforces the traits, habits, and mindset necessary to maximize coaching performance, impact, influence, and legacy. This course is a carefully curated collection of my very best content from presentations I've delivered for coaches of every sport, at every level, all over the world. Your Game Plan Coaches Edition provides expert guidance on establishing your coaching philosophy, creating a winning culture, communicating effectively for maximum impact, creating and upholding championship standards, and strategies for responding to uncertainty and adversity.
Wow, that sounds amazing. Sounds like a very wise investment for a coach to make. How do I get it?
Sit tight. It's not out just yet. It will drop in mid-September and will be sold exclusively at makeyourgameplan.com. You can subscribe to this podcast, join my email list at allensteinjr.com, or follow me at allensteinjr on Instagram and Twitter for more up-to-date information and release dates and details.
How do you avoid burnout?
You know, it's so important for folks to realize, though, that burnout is normal and burnout is natural. You know, this is not about trying to suppress it or resist it. The most important part about burnout is being aware of it and recognize that it's coming. And can you see some of the early red flags so that before you get to the point where you are fully extinguished and you have no spark left, can you have a little bit of a heads up so that you can potentially try to make some little smaller internal pivots? And with that said, too, you know, and that's what I'm really hoping to uncover with this second book, you know, there's always going to be parts of every single role that you play in your life. It doesn't matter if you're talking about your role as a spouse, your role as a parent, your role in your community, your role at your actual job. You know, no job is 100% puppy dogs, ice cream, and rainbows. There's always going to be some parts of every role that you have that are not your favorite. The key is being able to focus on the things that you really do enjoy about that role, and so forth. So this is also not this concept of, you know, well, I've been doing this for a year and it's just not that fun this week, so I'm burn out. I'm going to go do something different. you know, a good portion that I'm very confident we will reveal in this book is how important your own self-care is and making sure that you're giving yourself ample mental and emotional and physical breaks from what you do so that you don't get as burnt out. You know, I have another side project that will launch soon, a book called The Sideline. And the goal of the book is to help youth sports parents navigate that landscape. But one of the things that I tell parents all of the time is it's great for your kids to do multiple sports so that they don't get burnt out on that one sport, you know, mentally, physically, or emotionally. If all you do is play basketball year round on several teams and you have several different trainers and that's all you watch on TV, you're going to experience burnout at some point. And there's nothing wrong with that. That doesn't mean you don't love the game. That doesn't mean that you don't aspire to be a great player. But when you do anything all in like that, you're going to experience some burnout. So I'm always encouraging parents to have their kids try different things and do different things. And it's the same advice that I would give us. You know, be able to step away, push yourself away from the table and get away from it for a little bit. Try some different things. Have some self-care practices where you can say, you know, hey, you know, weekends, I'm going to do my best to completely unplug and disconnect so that I'm not doing that stuff. And I find for myself, and please know that all I try and do is share the things that work well for me. I by no means think that my way is right or that even my way is good. Just this is what is a good fit for me. I find that when I can take a day or two off and completely disconnect, I come back with so much more excitement and enthusiasm for whatever I was working on. And I've gotten to a point where I have the awareness now to recognize when I'm starting to approach burnout, even on a specific project, if you will, and say, okay, I'm just going to get away from this for a couple of days, go do some other things, you know, fill my bucket in other ways. And then when I get back to it, I'm excited and revamped and ready to go. So I think a good portion of it is being able to recognize the burnout, having some self-care processes and systems in place that help alleviate that, and then make these very small internal pivots whenever you need to. And it doesn't mean you're changing jobs or changing industries every time that you feel just a little bit off, but maybe you can find something within that you can make a slight pivot towards. So as you can see, I'm energized and excited because I believe this book is going to help me every bit as much as I hope it helps someone that reads it. I mean, that's one of the reasons I wrote Raise Your Game was to make sure that I was raising my performance. So I wanted to reach out and study all of the high performers. And it's the same thing. You know, I'm 44 years old. I'm for the most part, just starting a new career, you know, only been doing the keynote speaking and writing for 4 years. And this is something that I hope will carry me for another while. So I want to make sure that I'm managing stress and alleviating stagnation and beating burnout. So I'm writing this book and studying this book just as much for me as I am for anyone that will eventually read it. And remember, the most important part is it's okay. There's nothing wrong with feeling burnout. Now, I don't think that's the emotion of choice. I don't think people want to feel that way, but there's nothing wrong with it. You know, and giving yourself permission to feel burnt out is a huge step in saying, I don't have to suppress this. I don't have to resist this. I can actually talk about it, you know, with my inner circle. And I can work towards finding a way to remedy this. And the remedy will either be step away and self-care and come back with more vigor, or the remedy may be, well, let's change what we've been doing. So let's make sure we do a little internal pivot. The remedy may be, hey, I've just gotten everything out of this that I can, and now I'm going to do something new. But take some time to explore all of your different options and do them with no guilt and with no shame. But there is nothing wrong with feeling burnt out. But I think there's more of an old school mindset of, you know, well, just suck it up and do it anyway. You know, hey, everything's not going to be roses, you know, and that, as we've already mentioned, generationally has changed. I do think, you know, our parents' generation, you know, for the most part, you know, they married one person and they stuck with that. They had one job and they stuck with that. And you rode both out for 30 years until you retired. And that was it. And we're seeing here that things are much different in that capacity. So giving yourself permission to feel that, you know, our emotions are designed to inform us, not direct us. So there's nothing wrong with feeling angry, frustrated, upset, disappointed, pissed off, burnt out. There's nothing wrong with feeling those things. What you have to be careful of is letting those things dictate your behavior, letting them dictate the way you talk to other people, letting them dictate the way you show up every day, either as a spouse or as a parent or at your job. So if there's nothing wrong with feeling burnout, unless you're allowing that burnout to make you irritable with those that you love, unless that burnout is making you so you're not showing up as a great teammate at your job. So now you're giving your team less of a chance to be successful because you're feeling burnout. Now that's where we have an issue, but feeling it, there's nothing wrong with it. You just have to find a workaround so that it doesn't impact the way that you behave and the way that you act towards others.
Thanks, Alan. I really and truly appreciate you making time in your very busy schedule to speak with yourself. Well, that's it for me. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Please make sure to join the conversation at Alan Stein Jr. on all major social platforms. Go to alansteinjr.com to subscribe to my full timeout, 30-second timeout, and overtime monthly emails, and check out makeyourgameplan.com. I look forward to helping you raise your game.